This is Growing Cotton. The best thing you can put on your crop is your shadow. Your need to be in the field won't change, and the Cotton Research and Promotion Program was put into place to make sure you get the most from every minute you're out there. That's why the Cotton Board and Cotton Incorporated work alongside growers to spur innovation, fund research, and foster sustainability so generations of farming families can walk the same turn rows for years to come. Forever Cotton. Visit cottonboard.org/forevercotton.
USDA reports spot quotations for cotton last week 195 points lower than the week before, as the seven designated markets averaging 75.32 cents per pound for the week that ended December 21st. Weekly average down from 77.27 the previous week and from 84.45 a year ago. Daily average quotations ranged from a high of 75.86 on the 15th to a low of 75.03 on the 18th. Spot transactions reported in the daily spot cotton quotations for the week that ended the 21st totaled 28,779 bales, down from the 94,900 bales the week before and the 53,900 bales a year ago. Total spot transactions for the season at 358,000 bales, and the ICE March settlement price ended the week at $79.13, down from $80.81 the week before. Spot cotton trading was slow in East and South Texas, but was active in West Texas, Kansas, and Oklahoma. It was slow in the desert Southwest, inactive in the San Joaquin Valley, and spot cotton trading for Pima inactive. I'm Tony St. James.